Hey Caroline, welcome. I'm so excited that you are a part of season one of Beyond the Numbers. Yeah, I'm just so excited for this conversation. I know that the shift that we're going to talk about has been so pivotal. It was one I kind of knew, but the time that we've worked together and spent some of that, I loved honing in on that. So, for our listeners, if they haven't met you, aren't familiar with your work, can you share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hi, Amy. So excited to be a part of this. You know, I love talking about Beyond the Numbers, so this is right up my alley. So, I am a podcast strategist for business owners. So, what that means is that I help business owners use their podcasts to make more money and get more clients and more leads and all of those things. I got into podcasting. I kind of fell into it actually by accident, just happened to be in a forum and said, I want to start a podcast. Somebody said they wanted to start a podcast, and we did. And we started a podcast called Creative Biz Rebellion, created a whole business around it. It was amazing. And while I was working on that podcast, I fell in love with the back end of podcasting. Before I knew it, my business friends were asking me to help them with their podcasts. I really saw the gap between traditional podcasting and podcasting as a marketing tool. And that's really how I developed my business and my framework and the work that I do now. I'm also a homeschool mom to three beautiful girls who are 14, 11, and 4, if you can believe it. And yeah, just a busy, busy lady. But it really is like my mission in life is to really amplify female voices through podcasting and help them make an impact, because I think that, we all start a podcast with the best intentions, but what I really want to do is show people how they can use their podcasts to help grow their business.
Doesn't matter how many times, like we've talked and I've heard your bio and your intro, and we've worked together previously, but I always love hearing that. So, funny homeschooling note, because I homeschool as well. So we're having a new internet installed today, and I got the typical, well, they realized the kids were home, and of course, I've got like posters on the wall because I've got little ones of like ABC charts and things. They're like, how long have you been homeschooling? And I'm like, how old is William? He's 13, seventh grade, so 8 years. I don't know if you have to do math like that too whenever you get those questions. But we're going to talk today, and you said it a little bit because you talked about making more money and more leads from your podcast and using your podcast as a marketing tool. And for a lot of people, that means you got to have more downloads, right? And we get into this rat race that it's never enough. We're constantly chasing downloads and all of those things. And I know today you're going to kind of share and talk about podcasting, where it's not necessarily about just getting those crazy download numbers and some of the results that you can, achieve without having those crazy download numbers.
Oh my gosh, yes, Amy, I do have to do the math anytime anyone asks. My oldest is now going into ninth grade, and I have been homeschooling her since kindergarten. So it's kind of insane to think about. So the thing about chasing downloads is that it's only going to get you so far. And the other thing that I really hate about it is that it sets you up for feeling like you're never enough, or your podcast isn't good enough, or it's not attracting the right people. When I start working with clients, the first thing we do is talk about what the purpose of their podcast is. Like, why actually do you have a podcast? If your answer is to get a million downloads so I'll make money, then we're gonna really dive into that. Because the thing that most people miss when they start a podcast for their business is we don't want it to be about volume and traffic. What we want our podcast to do is be a part of our funnel and be this really intentional piece of our marketing that warms and just lights our leads on fire. I like to think of it as a stepping stone, really, from like that short form content that you're doing on Instagram, Pinterest, wherever, TikTok, YouTube, anywhere where you're doing kind of shorter form content. And it really is this place where connection can be built in such a unique and different way. You know, you need to remember that, like, you literally are in the ears of your audience. And there really is nothing more intimate than that, right? Like, they're doing the dishes, they've got their headphones and they're listening to your voice. And so we need to remember that a podcast is an amazing way to create connections with our potential clients. And so that's really where I love to start. Like, what is the purpose of your podcast? Let's reframe how it's working for you so that it doesn't matter how many downloads we have. So what really matters is the content you're creating and how that is leading people to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. So we start with purpose, and then we head into, like, how can we use your podcast as a part of your funnel? How can it be a part of the ecosystem within your business that is bringing people in and converting them? And that's really where the monetization starts to come into play. I actually saw a post in a Facebook group recently, and she was like, how do I monetize my podcast? And the first thing I asked her was, well, do you have your own products and services? And she was like, yes. And I said, you monetize it with that. I think that we have this misconception that in order to actually make money with our podcast, we need to have 1 million downloads and a sponsor. And that's not what I'm going for at all with my clients. What I'm going for with my clients is creating really impactful content, being really intentional about what we ask people to do after they listen, and using that to create a connection and engagement in a way that is going to make people want to click and do the next thing. So you mentioned, like, results. What are some results that you can get when you start to think of your podcast like this? I have a really great example from today, actually. I have a client who has had a podcast, and she really wanted it to basically get behind and reinforce this shift in messaging that she is making within her business. And side note, like, one of the things I love about podcasting is that whenever you start a podcast, inevitably you end up refining how you talk about all the things that you talk about, because you talk about them so much. And so it's really neat to see the evolution of how people create content. So she has a free event coming up that she's going to be using to drive members into her membership. And so we sat down and we talked about, like, how can we create content that's going to lead people to this event? Granted, she has never used her podcast in this way before. And she actually messaged me. We had a call last week, and she messaged me this morning and said she already had her first sign up to the free event. The episode just went live, so I'm sure she's got more since I talked to her. But that is, like, a really great example of how your podcast can be used to, like, directly affect things that are going on in your business. Other things are, I've had a client who, she wanted to grow her membership with her podcast. So we talked about creating content that would lead to her membership, making sure that funnel was really solid. And she told me that she knows that every Thursday she will get new members in her membership, because every Thursday is when her podcast episodes go live. And so it literally became clockwork for her. Episode goes live, new members join the membership. And that is the kind of thing that you should be working toward. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't expect more downloads, because more downloads will come. Because once you start creating content with intentionality, you start attracting the right people. And that's really what it boils down to, right? Like, having the right people listen to you versus having so many people listen to you who may not be the right fit, that they don't ever click. So that's just a little peek into the strategy and what I do and how I work with my clients and some of the results that we get.
I love how it can be so simple. And one of the things, you kind of briefly mentioned it with podcasting, is the ability that you can kind of, like, test messaging as we go. I scripted out what I want my revamped, simplified intro to be. And then I actually listened to your podcast, really talking about, like, hey, like, now's the time to simplify your intro. And I had kind of felt that. It was like, hey, you know, this is time to do that. But we're able to kind of, like, test messaging. I also love, this was on your podcast, you talked about editing the titles and, like, tweaking some of those things. So I know
so many times we can get caught up in perfection and feeling like we have to get everything right, everything figured out before we could even launch a podcast. So can we kind of speak to that for a minute, and how do we balance the need to feel like we have to get it right and have to have it perfected and like taking messy action? Now, I know I'm one, and I was actually listening to something this morning talking about my human design, and like that's in my human design. I've always been an action taker. I've always done that. For those listening who know that, I'm a 1-3 profile. So I have that in mind. I've always been somebody who takes action, do those things. But I know this is a real thing that we get scared of, like, okay, hey, it has to be perfect. It has to be right. How do we balance the fear of like, I have to get it right, I have to have everything perfect, and like, hey, it's just time to take messy action?
Yeah, I think one of the most common things I see with business owners and starting their podcast is exactly what you said, that need to be perfect. And one of the things I love about podcasting is that it really is this medium that helps you clarify your messaging, that helps you really discover how you want to talk about what you do, that helps you build confidence to talk about what you do. And one of the things that I try to remind people is that it can evolve and grow as your business evolves and grows. And inevitably, when I work with somebody on their podcast and they start out, you know, maybe they're timid those first few episodes, they don't feel confident. They grow into their confidence, but they also grow into knowing exactly how they want to talk about what they do and how they want to help people. I feel like it's such a clarifying journey. And so I never expect anyone to be perfect when we start. And I always tell people, like, you know, you can change this down the road. You can change your cover art. You can change your intro. You can change anything. The point is if you never get started, you're never going to get started. You know what I mean? And so it's really important to just take that first step and know that, like, this is an evolving process. It's going to get better as you go. It's going to get more clear as you go. And it's something that you can refine and work on as you work on and refine your business. I'm always reminded, I had somebody a very long time ago in my business journey tell me, go ugly early. And I think that's something we really need to remember when we're creating content. It doesn't have to be ugly, right? But it doesn't have to be perfect. And I find that a lot of people, what holds them back is this need for everything to be perfect, everything to be set up. You know, I have been doing business for 10 years now online, and I'm still figuring things out. I'm still learning. I'm still refining. I'm still improving. I'm still evolving. And I think sometimes we get caught up in this online space. We see people who have what we want, or they've achieved what we think we want to achieve, and it seems like they got there so quick. And like, we don't know what was happening on the back end of things. You know, I'm a homeschool mom. My time is limited. I'm not working all the time. I'm doing other things. And so I have to kind of remind myself that my journey isn't going to look like everyone else's. And I think when it comes to podcasting too, it's really hard to not compare yourself to the really, really big podcasters. You know, if you think about some of the podcasts that you probably listen to, chances are they've been podcasting for a while. Chances are they started podcasting before podcasting really shifted and changed and evolved as it has. And chances are, you know, they have really changed and evolved their own podcast as they've gone. And so I think that's important to remember, especially when we're talking about downloads, because, you know, there are podcasts out there who are getting millions of downloads. But the ones that I know of that are doing that, they're probably not as niche as what we do is, and they might have been podcasting for way longer than any of us have. And so, you know, just remind yourself, like, what are you actually trying to get out of this? And focus on that, and don't focus so much on what it should be.
That was such a beautiful way to wrap this up. So thank you so much for that. I know that you have a free gift that you were going to share with our listeners. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? We'll make sure we've got all the links
in the show notes below, or if you're watching on the webpage or listening on the webpage, they'll be listed there. But why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Amy, thank you so much for having me. So I have a 5-day challenge. It is a private podcast. It's called Podcast to Profit. And this really is a great place to start if you're wanting to think about how your podcast is going to actually be a powerful tool for your business. So you can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/profit. There's 5 podcast episodes in that. You also get prompts sent to your inbox daily. And this is really like an inside look on how I do podcast strategy. So yeah, go check it out. Thank you so much for having me. And if anyone ever has any questions, you know, just DM me on Instagram, send me an email. I am here for you. Thank you so much.
I love podcasting and using podcasting as a marketing tool. Your action step / reflection for this session. What is the purpose of your podcast? Or if you don't have one, what could be the purpose of your podcast? Let's dive beyond the, I want to make money. Why is podcasting the avenue or an avenue that you want to make money through? Now you've got the strategy. Let's make sure it actually works, because if money, stress, fear, or second guessing keeps slowing you down, it won't matter how good your marketing is. If you're ready to clear the resistance, stay in motion, and finally see consistent results, I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. You can see all the details and enroll at amycirca.com/unstoppable.